There have been rapid advances in the use of smaller and smaller computer chips and the creation of tiny machines with moving parts the size of atoms. They have applications in everything from environmental cleanup to medicine, where they may be used to more accurately target cancer therapies. But UW rural sociology professor Dan Kleinman says little attention has been paid to the possible risks.
Possible negative health effects, environmental hazards, and privacy activists are sometimes concerned about biosensors and the kinds of potential for the invasion of privacy that they might pose.
Kleinman says Sunday's forum at the Memorial Union will look at both pros and cons using an approach developed in Denmark called the Consensus Forum. He says the goal is to give citizens a larger role in making decisions on how technology should be used.
Virtually everything else that affects us in our lives in a democracy, we are given a right to have a say-so. In the case of technology, we're often not.
Sunday's forum is aimed at changing that by giving a panel of citizens a chance to quiz some of UW's nano experts and public policy ethicists. The public is invited. The citizen panel will produce a report on the forum with recommendations for regulating research and development in nanotechnology. Kleinman says the report will be sent to the state legislature and Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.